All right. Next question. How does the world teach us to cope with anxiety? How does the world's solution for anxiety differ from God's solution? Thoughts on that one?
Take a pill. Take a pill.
Yep.
Okay.
I think the world does not teach us to cope with anxiety. It causes anxiety.
Right.
Okay, Peggy Krueger said, and I think you're all on it, but listen to this statistic. This is an interesting one. I think I already lost it. Darn. I think I'm accurate in this. I'm usually pretty good with these things. So Xanax and Valium from 1997 to 2004, that prescription went from about 500 million a year in 1997 to close to $3 billion in 2004. That was 15 years ago. So, boy, and medicine's good too. We don't want to put that down too. I don't want to go there, but it is, you know, how is our world teaching us to cope with these challenges? That's a fair question.
I don't think it is.
Rick Derling says, running for the shelter of our mother's little helper.
That was a Beatles song years ago when it was about Valium.
Yeah.
And that was in the 60s, and it's gotten a little bit worse since then. I think what the world teaches us is to treat ourselves. And I think what the Bible is trying to tell us is that we can't do that. That if we really want to rid ourselves of anxiety and fear, we need to look to Jesus to do that for us. And there's a promise in some of these verses that he will do so if we ask. And if we let him.
Yeah. Yeah. The world also tells
There is a time when you do need to take medication.
Yes.
So that you can receive the help that you need.
Yes.
You do need that medication to get you calmed down, and then you can hear what people are trying to teach you how to learn coping mechanisms. People that have problems have never learned how to cope with anything.
Thank you for that clarification. Yeah, we want to say there's nothing sinful in taking medication. That can be a very helpful tool in the challenges that we face, but boy, I really just want to uplift what Rick said there. Boy, we turn inside and try to muster up the strength within us, whereas the Bible, by the way, that's Buddhist teaching, is to really focus inner and get inner peace. That's the ultimate goal in Buddhism. Christianity teaches the exact opposite. It says, as we heard in Philippians 4, verse 8, Jesus Christ, who gives us the peace that surpasses all human understanding. Christianity teaches that peace comes from a person, Jesus, outside of ourselves. So, yeah. All right, so let's see here. Jump to the next question. We're kind of moving along. Thanks for hanging with us here. All right, here's a question. Eugene Peterson says, the fact that God followers don't get preferential treatment in life always comes as a surprise. Have you ever expected special treatment from God? If so, how did it affect your relationship with him when you experienced hard times? This may get to what Kay was saying earlier. Maybe we have just thought that because we're Christians, we're supposed to be kind of treated better. And then when it doesn't happen, we set ourselves up for kind of an anxious life. What do you guys think about that? Have you ever experienced special treatment from God? If so, how did it affect your relationship with him when you experienced hard times?
I think we all get special treatment from God, only we don't always acknowledge it and give him credit.
Good. That's a good point. Excellent point.
I think kids, honestly, are brought up to believe that they're so special that when something bad does happen to them, they don't know how to respond to it or how to cope with it. you know, do they really get in trouble? When they get in trouble, what are the consequences of it? And for a lot of kids, there are not a lot of consequences for doing bad things or bad thoughts or any of that. And they're not shown that in social media. I mean, it's just it's a hard time for them right now, but I feel like parents and what I've been told, it's the trickle down theory, our parents and from the 50s to us to, you know, and way we raised our kids. So I think that's a huge problem. And, you know, we should not get preferential treatments. I mean, we're not that special. None of us are.
We're all in this together.
Yeah.
Part of the reason why we can't get along, because everybody thinks somehow or another they should be special compared to everybody else. And so we don't try to, I don't think, do a good enough job of reaching out to people and helping others.
Oh man, so many good thoughts here. So we did pretty well today. It's 10:15. I want to honor our time. We missed one question. So we will improve. Next week we'll get to that one. We did 4 out of 5. Now we're going to get to the challenge here. Boy, I really want you to think about this. I don't just want to end. I want you to think about this challenge. And you'll need a piece of paper and a pen for this. Please participate. And I'll just read this here and we'll think about this. In today's session, Max described the difference between fear and anxiety. Fear sees a threat, while anxiety imagines one. Fear screams, "Get out!" Anxiety ponders, "What if?" Take a minute to write down 3 what ifs that are causing you anxiety, 3 worries that are weighing you down. Once you're finished, fold up the piece of paper and tuck it away in an envelope, or just find a space where you can lay it aside. Then I want you to hold on to your envelope, as we'll be taking a peek at it next week to see how God has brought peace to these anxious places in your heart. Can we do that as we close out? I'm going to close with prayer, but don't just let this slide past. Please write down 3 what ifs, because we're going to start our study next week with that. How did you do? 3 what ifs that are causing you to feel weighed down. Don't you love homework?
Oh, man.
I love homework. Sorry. Let's close with prayer. And I will be asking you how you did on your homework. And Bill Krueger, you can't say Toby ate your homework. Don't.
He might.
We don't say that in high school anymore, Jeremy. It's the cloud ate my homework.
What is it?
The cloud.
Cloud.
You don't use animals anymore. You use technology.
Okay. All right.